Welcome back. Lucas Oil Stadium, site of the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine. We are right where the NFL Network, NFL Media, NFL.com covers it, right in Daniel Jeremiah's backyard. This is your set right here. This is pretty cool you let us back here. Thanks, man.
No, it's not a bad office for the week. I'll take it.
It's pretty good. Now, I know you're not big, like, mock draft guy. You're more, I'm just going to rate the best players, okay? Vikings are at 23. So give us some names. Where do you like to start with the Vikings, like in your list, 18 through 25? What are some names there?
Well, you've got a lot of options there. When you kind of look at the offensive line position, I think we've got a guy like Jack Conklin from Michigan State who could really kind of, I think he could play left tackle, he could play right tackle, he could kick in and play guard. Kind of a real physical, tough kid who I think would fit in well there in Minnesota. You've got Taylor Decker from Ohio State who's a tackle. I think could play on the left side, could play on the right side. So those are two physical Big Ten type guys you see in that mix. Jermaine Ifedi from Texas A&M. I think after this week in Indianapolis, you could start seeing his name creep up there. Big physical, 6'6", 320-plus pounds. He's got long arms. I like him as a tackle. Some teams like him as an interior player. But those are just some of the offensive lineman types I could see being available at that time.
When you're looking at whether a guy's a guard or a tackle, or he played tackle in college but is going to play guard in the NFL, does it get a little murky there when you start to do that? How do you approach that?
Well, to me, if you got a guy that's going to move positions, you got to have a guy that's smart and tough. I mean, those are the two big things you look at. Kyle Long, for example, coming out of Oregon, played tackle. But you looked at him and said, okay, this guy's really smart. He's really, really tough. We know he's athletic enough to play tackle in college. He'd probably do that in the NFL. But his skill set and his traits fit perfectly inside, and you've seen an all-pro guard. We see the same thing with Zach Martin coming out of Notre Dame. Had that smarts, had that toughness. And so you look at those types of guys and say, they'll be able to make that transition inside. While for some other guys, if you're not smart and you're kicking from tackle inside to guard, it is so busy in there. You got twists and stunts, and there's linebackers coming. It's just a lot of mess, a lot of bodies. For a guy that's not intelligent, that can be a little more difficult.
Offensive line might be a pretty strong position in this draft. A lot of people think the top pick in the draft is going to be an offensive lineman. Might be a deep position.
Yeah, I think so. When you look at Laremy Tunsil, to me, I think he's the best football player in this draft. Just polished. He's clean. You know exactly what you're getting on the football field. Came here 6'5", 310 pounds. So maybe some people concerned, is he going to be barely 6'4"? How tall is he? Check all those boxes. And when we see him work out on the field, you're going to see an elite athlete who doesn't have bad tape. And so you're looking at offensive linemen and say, does he dominate? That's great. But does he have some – are there some warts? I can't find the warts with Laremy Tunsil. So I think he's an elite player. But then you go to those Big Ten tackles I mentioned. You've got Ronnie Stanley from Notre Dame. I mentioned Ifedi. There's a lot of depth at the offensive line position. Not to mention Ryan Kelly. If you're looking for an interior player, I think he's by far the best center in the draft. I think he could also play guard from Alabama.
All right, let's go out to the wide receiver position. Everyone likes to talk about the receivers. First of all, Stephon Diggs. The Vikings found him in the fifth round last year. What did you think about him? What do you remember about Stephon?
Well, I remember Stephon just from watching him early in his career. When you saw him healthy at Maryland, I was like, who is this guy? You know, watch him returning kicks, just how explosive he was. And he has an injury. The quarterback play wasn't great, so the numbers didn't wow you. But you knew you had an ultra athlete. And I think what people learned is not only is he athletic, you saw somebody that's just big-time competitive. And you saw him show that side of himself with the Minnesota Vikings. And now you've got a young quarterback. You've got a stud young receiver. I could almost see them looking maybe to go back to that well, get another weapon for Teddy Bridgewater, get a little more explosive. And I know, you know, you've got some speed guys there, but I look at a guy like Coleman from Baylor. To me, I think he's a special player. To have another fastball to team up with Diggs, it'd be fun to watch that offense, especially coming indoors. It ain't going to hurt him.
You've been a scout in the NFL previously. You're doing this for NFL Media now. How about the change that scouts have had to go through with the spread offenses, whether it's defenders or whether it's offensive linemen or receivers? Has that been a challenge or an issue, do you think, for the league?
It's forced you to change your thinking, because it used to be offensive linemen would come in and they'd be ready to roll plug and play and you're fine because they've come out of a similar system in what you had there in college with what you've had in the NFL. And now we've seen that, okay, some of these offensive linemen are struggling a little bit, but these receivers, who was a total boom-bust position, they come in and play right away because they're figuring out a way to get these guys the ball so much in college, and that's kind of translating over to the NFL. And then on the defensive side of the ball, just a melding of positions. You're seeing safeties that also play some linebacker. You're seeing some nickel corners that will also go back and play safety. So you've got guys kind of moving all around, and now you're seeing the NFL taking a guy like a Deion Buchanan, who was a safety, and saying, okay, now he's a 209-pound linebacker for Arizona, playing at a high level. Telvin Smith, 220-something pounds playing linebacker for Jacksonville. So you're kind of seeing these teams on the defensive side of the ball. So let's just get great athletes, and we'll figure out how to make it all work once they get here.
Last question. Let's talk about the back end of the Vikings defense. So think about Harrison Smith, who we have, and think about Mike Zimmer, who's running the show, obviously, and is a great defensive mind. What kind of player do you pair with Harrison Smith?
Well, I think you've got a couple different ways you can go. I like Harrison Smith because he can do everything. He can be that high safety, but he can also drop down, and you got yourself a sure tackler. But I look at somebody like Von Bell from Ohio State, who can be that high safety, but can also, if you want him to, can drop down and cover in the slot. That kind of versatility, I think, to pair up with Harrison Smith would be quite intriguing. I look at Carl Joseph from West Virginia is another one who is just, you talk about just an aggressive, violent football player. When I think of Mike Zimmer, I think of fast and physical. And I think Carl Joseph coming off a knee injury, so he could slide a little bit. But, man, pairing him up with Harrison Smith, you'd have two big hitters back there.
All right, Daniel Jeremiah, you can catch his work with NFL Media, NFL Network, NFL.com all week here at the Combine. You can catch our coverage of the Combine right here on Vikings.com. It will continue all week.